This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice Activated Sync, the easy-to-use in-car connectivity system. Sync gives you voice control of mobile phones and MP3 players and features audible turn-by-turn directions and 911 assist, available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Thursday's Front Page, a federal judge overturned California's ban on gay marriage. Eventually, the case could force the Supreme Court to decide whether same-sex couples have a constitutional right to get married. BP says the static kill appears to be working. And federal prosecutors have stepped up their investigation of cyclist Lance Armstrong and doping. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says California's ban on same-sex marriages was struck down. A federal judge in San Francisco handed gay rights activists a temporary victory on Proposition 8. The ruling by Chief District Judge Vaughn Walker touched off a celebration outside the courthouse, but the legal fight is all but certain to end up in the Supreme Court. Also on Thursday's Front Page, the drilling company that owns the oil rig in the Gulf was worried about safety at several of its other rigs. A month before the Deepwater Horizon exploded, the Transocean Drilling Company ordered a safety review. Transocean said it did that in response to, quote, a series of serious accidents and near hits. For its part, BP says the static kill seems to be working. The company announced that pumping drilling mud into the well had pushed the oil back down and stabilized the pressure. Times reporter Clifford Krause says the static kill operation took about 8 hours.
Now, of course, the question comes up, is this the end of it? Are we done? The answer is maybe. If they do cement the well, we will not know for absolute certainty that this well is plugged up forever, until one of two relief wells are completed in the next couple of weeks. But it looks like BP engineers have finally done something that they've been trying to do for over 100 days, and that is stop this well.
Times reporter Clifford Krause. The government said the mess in the Gulf is breaking up and washing away, but out of sight doesn't mean out of mind. Times reporter Campbell Robertson says a lot of people are skeptical and don't think things will ever be quite the same. Here in New York, Hunter College High School's alumni include Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. Her brother is a teacher there, but the principal resigned and gave a speech that touched on the school's lack of diversity. Hours after that, a teachers' committee that included Judge Kagan's brother read a no-confidence statement of the president of Hunter College, who oversees the high school. Federal prosecutors have stepped up their investigation of cyclist Lance Armstrong since the Tour de France ended last month. They've now questioned cyclists who corroborated claims that Armstrong and his former teammates took part in systematic doping. Former teammate Floyd Landis has accused Armstrong and other U.S. cyclists of using performance-enhancing drugs and blood transfusions. Google is close to agreeing not to challenge Verizon's plan for managing broadband internet networks. Verizon wants to charge content providers like eBay and Netflix, as well as individual customers. The negotiations are continuing. They could have far-reaching implications for internet service companies and content providers. One reason is the agreement may well determine what content gets priority, at what speed, and what price. We'll go inside Thursday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that gives you voice control of your Bluetooth-enabled mobile phone and most MP3 players. And Sync features turn-by-turn directions, 911 assist, real-time traffic and weather, music with the sound of your voice, and your text messages read aloud. All hands free so you can keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Thursday's Times, a look at a swing county in a swing state. Larimer County, Colorado is traditionally Republican, but it went Democratic in 2008. But lingering insecurity about the economy could figure in next week's primary. Looking ahead to November, Times reporter Kirk Johnson says Colorado promises to be both a bellwether and a decider. The Senate cleared the way for $26 billion in aid to states and school districts. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she'd call the House back from summer recess for a final vote on the bill. It had been stalled by partisan wrangling. Democrats said the measures needed to avoid laying off teachers and cutting back on state services. Republicans objected to another round of government spending. Intel settled an FTC claim that it tried to stifle competition. Intel promised to stop using threats and stop bundling prices. It also promised to stop paying its customers to keep them from buying from other manufacturers. Intel makes about 80% of the world's computer chips. Toyota posted a quarterly profit of $2.2 billion. That was slightly less than what it lost in the same period last year. This time around, sales in emerging markets and aggressive cost-cutting offset currency problems and the lingering effect of recalls. Toyota is also brightening its financial forecast. It says it now expects to sell about 900,000 more cars and trucks in the year ending 2011 than it originally forecast. It now says the total will come to 7.38 million vehicles. The previous forecast was 7.29 million. In Thursday's art section, spotting a potential Fra Angelico, where everybody else sees a pretty picture, by a nobody. Back in the 1990s, art dealer Richard Feigen spent $20,000 on a painting he thought was the work of a minor 15th century artist. Later, he showed it to museum curator Lawrence Cantor. Cantor said it was a Fra Angelico, and not just any Fra Angelico, but one of the panels of a work called The Vision of St. Lucy. It could be worth more than $5 million.
The 2-0. High drive, center field, deep, going back Wells, looking up, see ya! There it is, number 600, Alex Rodriguez.
And so Alex Rodriguez added his own memento to Monument Park at Yankee Stadium. He became the seventh major leaguer to hit that many homers. He's also the youngest. He did it 3 years to the day after his 500th homer. Rodriguez hit this one off Toronto's Blue Jay pitcher Sean Markham in the first inning. The Yankees went on to win 5-1. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.